This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Do you ever get confused as to what's open or closed on President's Day? Well, closing on President's Day actually led to this lawsuit. Patricia worked for Cargill, a grain elevator in Memphis, checking in trucks to the Second Street facility. Patricia was African-American and filed a discrimination claim with the EEOC, alleging that Cargill had assigned her and others to work in areas contaminated with asbestos because of their race. She then sued, alleging that right after she filed her EEOC claim, Cargill retaliated by closing the Second Street facility on President's Day to avoid paying wages. Cargill pointed out that the company and the union had agreed that although New Year's Eve Day should take the place of President's Day as a guaranteed day off, the company could also be closed on President's Day if there wasn't enough work. Well, the court separated the wheat from the chaff on this one and dismissed Patricia's case, finding no evidence of discrimination or retaliation. An interesting precedent on President's Day. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law for CBS News, and for podcasts, go to lookingatthelaw.com.